I don't like guns. I just don't like guns. They scare me. they scare me. Guns to me are killing weapons. They're dangerous and they're expensive. When I see somebody packing, it makes me nervous. Would that there would be no need for guns. That's my view. Would there be peace on earth and goodwill among mankind? Would that all men and women would turn the weapons into plowshares and make the world a better place? What a wonderful world that would be. But won't happen, at least not until the return of the Prince of Peace, and many think that day may soon be coming. That said, no one is a stronger proponent of the Second Amendment to the Constitution than I. No one. It is and always has been the absolute and unconditional right of any American citizen to own guns. Guns of any kind, as any citizen chooses. Hear the words, my fellow Americans, of that Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. That means not just not taken away, says this amendment, but the right to own guns can't even be infringed in any way. No preconditions, no state involvement, much less the federal government. If we wish, we the people have the absolute right to keep and bear arms, period. The way the world is and the way our federal government is becoming, and even some states, many independent and individual citizens think it will be absolutely necessary for individuals to be able to protect themselves, not only against terrorists and criminals, but perhaps political forces as well. Did you ever contemplate that? And, of course, the worst president in American history weighs in. He stands before the media, tears rolling down, as if on cue, wailing and moaning about guns in America and the need to infringe and restrict the rights of citizens to own guns because of the terrible things they do. And in typical Obama fashion, out come the presidential proclamations, the so-called executive orders, which will require further background checks and other delaying tactics, that's infringement, for those who wish to purchase guns as though that will solve the problem. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, that will never solve the problem. No president in American history has had such disdain and disregard for the precious United States Constitution and its vital Freedom Amendments, Bill of Rights, than Barack Hussein Obama. Whatever he wants, he will find some way, any way, to get it, running roughshod over Congress, the body for which he has no respect. We have 1 year left of this man, and I fear it will be one of the most disastrous political years in American history. As Obama, in his words, will, remember these words, leave it all out on the field. Oh, my soul. Can you imagine what this man is going to leave out on the American constitutional field? And that includes the evisceration of the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms as a primary objective, a target by Mr. Obama. Obama will come back to that objective time and time again in the next year, you can be sure. Watch it happen. And you could be sure that the NRA, the National Rifle Association, will be watching as well. This organization is as active as possible at the federal level and, of course, the states as well. They watch for any legislative infringement in actuality or potentiality with respect to the right of the people to keep and bear arms. The NRA knows that the main objective of gun-hating politicians, you know, the radical liberals, is to legislate what they call gun bans. And that includes ammo, ammunition bans. That also includes restrictions on federal gun owner licensing, including inordinate and delaying background checks and, of course, licensing delays. The NRA urges we the people to watch the attempt of the United Nations to pass the Gun Ban Treaty. The NRA says that will give tyrants and terrorist nations the power to regulate and ban every rifle, pistol, and shotgun owned by any individual. Can you believe that? End of the Second Amendment. The NRA points out the hypocrisy of anti-gun liberals and politicians, like Michael Bloomberg, who hides behind armed bodyguards, working day and night to outlaw your right to self-defense while he keeps his. That means, says the organization, the NRA, that there must be a redoubling of efforts to protect the right to carry weapons as a means of defense. Do you carry a weapon? Do you pack, as they say? You better watch out for the action of the liberals. You better protect your right to do so. If, says the NRA, you, whoever you are, want to infringe upon the right of the people to keep and bear arms, we will come after you with all of our might. Go for it, I say. And then there is another amendment, the 10th Amendment, which further protects the rights of citizens, including and perhaps especially the rights under the Second Amendment. The 10th Amendment reads as follows. The powers not delegated to the United States, that's our federal government, by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it, that is the Constitution, to the states, those powers are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. The people. Therefore, the Second Amendment to the Constitution is a power or law delegated directly to the people of the United States by the Constitution, and it is therefore clearly illegal for any state or municipality, for that matter, to infringe upon this right, and any law or municipal ordinance would clearly be prohibited and in violation of the 10th Amendment. So, the states, all 50 of them, have no power to in any way make laws or infringe upon the right of the people to keep and bear arms, including and especially so the federal government, Mr. Obama. So that when our president signs an executive order that would attempt in any way to infringe upon the Second Amendment, that, Mr. President, would be an unconstitutional act. Not that Obama would care, but as a result, now comes massive litigation the country over, and all the way up once again to the Supreme Court, which I suppose may be the ultimate objective of this rogue president. In fact, no president has issued more executive orders or added more rules than Barack Hussein Obama. He does that in order to bypass Congress and do whatever he wants. The next president, if that president is Republican, is going to have a field day doing away with all these rules and regulations and executive orders. The Competitive Enterprise Institute, the CEI, and their man Clyde Wayne Cruz has stated as follows. This is the pen and phone era, you know, Obama's words, and the president has made clear he is going to go around Congress whenever he gets the chance. An understatement if there ever was one, especially when it comes to gun control. By the way, in 2015, the Barack Hussein Obama administration had added 81,611 pages to the Federal Register, the highest total on record, and the third time Obama has crossed the 80,000 page level during his presidency. Can you believe that? That, of course, means more government rules constraining businesses and private citizens and their decisions, including, of course, any decision they might make to bear and keep an arm. In fact, the situation is such a disaster that the House of Representatives will actually propose legislation requiring agencies to post short online summaries of complex rules so that there can be some understanding. Sounds like Nancy Pelosi, doesn't it? Some understanding of those hundreds of thousands of pages of rules and regulations. Oh, my soul. Perhaps Pelosi was right. Maybe we need to do some incredible amount of homework to find out how we're being governed. We are at the point where we need summaries to understand how this monstrosity of a federal government wants us to live. It is a daily fight for the average American to protect and defend basic constitutional freedoms. The words of one pundit ring very true to me. Listen to them. If you ever give up a right, it will become almost impossible to ever get it back. Amen to that. And the great President Ronald Reagan reminded us time and again that the loss of freedom, our freedom, is only a generation away. And you know, I really wonder about this generation. I wonder about their concerns for the constitutionality, the rule of law of our country, and especially our Bill of Rights and our freedoms. Do they care? And will they stand up and protect and defend them? Or will they be led around by a radical, liberal, organic approach to our Constitution? It really does seem as though this generation cares really little about protecting those rights. Perhaps they care even the littlest about the Second Amendment. Unfortunately for America, violence, criminal violence, and of course terrorism only continue to grow in scope. And that prompts citizens to think more aggressively about self-defense and, of course, keeping and bearing arms. Citizens by the tens of thousands are applying for licenses to carry. Many in places of public visibility are also demanding the right to carry weapons for self-protection. In fact, there are strong movements in many states to allow university professors and university employees to carry firearms, even in the form of concealed weapons, on campus. You may well assume that Texas is a leader in that regard, and it is. The massacre of innocent students in Connecticut has motivated such carry requests, and the movement continues to grow. It seems there is little that law enforcement, whether federal, state, or local, can do to prevent mass killings. A recent poll found that the shooting massacre at Umpqua Community College in Oregon weighs heavily on the minds of Americans in search of protection and safety, to which they are entitled. If law enforcement can't or won't do it, then we the people will, because we have to. Even federal agencies are arming themselves, like the EPA, for example. Obama's agencies are spending millions and millions of dollars for protective weapons, for body armor, can you believe that? For SWAT team response capability, among others. Talk about hypocrisy. While these same agencies blather about gun ownership on the part of the American people, the ordinary citizen, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. These agencies know the dangers lurking with respect to criminals, terrorists, and even a lone wolf assassin bent on mass destruction. We can do it, they say, but you can't. We are the ones who should have the guns, but you should not be allowed to own one, say these hypocrites. You should not be allowed to keep and bear arms, no matter the Second Amendment. And they really mean that. But the president, himself like a lone wolf, doing whatever he wants, now formally unveils a plan to beef up gun regulation. That plan, at its core, expands the definition of a gun dealer, adding more to the ranks. There will be more restriction on the private selling of guns and weapons, and gun shows, and the selling of guns at those shows. And, of course, Obama wants more bureaucracy, more money, especially for the hire of 200 new agents. Oh, brother. 200 new agents to investigate and enforce. Of course, Obama, claiming to be a constitutional law specialist, do you really believe that? Actually has the audacity to state that his executive orders are consistent with the Second Amendment and that he, rogue president that he is, does not need the permission of Congress to do what he wishes. That's typical Obama, is it not? Chris Cox, executive director of the National Rifle Association, has called the Obama executive order actions, quote, legislation through intimidation. Amen to that. I think, says Mr. Cox, I think chilling is an understatement. It sure is. Funny thing is that every action by this president spurs the sales, more sales of firearms of all kinds. It is most interesting to note that the average gun owner in the United States has already purchased and therefore is in possession of keeping and bearing arms, owning a minimum of, you ready for this? 9 pistols. 9. Incredible. And that's according to very reliable sources. Some citizens lawfully own dozens of guns and weapons, and all legal. Obama's actions will only increase that number and the amount of weapons in the communities and on the streets. It sure will. It already is. Perhaps the actions by the Obama administration and the various agencies, including the ATF, that is the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, are consistent with actions or inaction at the federal level. Obama and his minions continue to cut or even gut military budgets. Our armed services have critical needs unmet. Our Navy, for example, is in desperate need of new equipment. Naval authorities state that it is absolutely vital that the number of aircraft carriers, now just 11, be increased to 16. The dangers in the world require that number. The United States Navy now has 29 vessels known as supply ships, and it needs a minimum of 60. America now has some 70 submarines, but it needs a minimum of 90, especially since the Chinese now have 78 submarines with nuclear capability. And the United States Navy has some 80 destroyers and cruisers, which are used to protect the aircraft carriers, and it needs a minimum of 100 to do the critical job of these large surface combatants for protection. And the Army and Air Force have similar military needs, critical needs for current state-of-the-art weaponry to protect America. That won't happen as long as Barack Hussein Obama sits in the White House. The protection of the rights of the Second Amendment is critical. It's absolutely critical, my fellow Americans, whether you like or believe in the ownership of guns or not. I don't. I don't like them. But no one protects and defends the rights of the Second Amendment more than I. You can be like me, afraid of guns and wish there were none and never own a weapon as I have never owned one. Have you ever owned a weapon? But please, you should be like me when it comes to the Second Amendment. You should preserve, protect, and defend that amendment and the right of the people to keep and bear arms without any infringement. That right must be protected. If the Second Amendment is eviscerated, then any amendment can be infringed or even somehow done away with. To lessen or infringe the Second Amendment is to lessen or infringe the entire Constitution. Everything in our Bill of Rights is in danger. It is our duty as Americans to make certain that the right of all Americans to keep and bear arms remains the law of the land. We can't let Barack Hussein Obama and his minions lessen or do away with that right. Strange, is it not, that this man has sworn under oath to protect and defend the Constitution and especially the Bill of Rights? Obama has long since forgotten that oath, if he ever meant it. Don't let him do any more harm, irreparable harm, to our Constitution, and perhaps especially our great amendments and the Bill of Rights, the 10th Amendment and the 2nd Amendment. Protect them, my fellow Americans. Protect them.